This is Judith Richards interviewing Tom Blackwell in Andes, New York on September 22nd, 2009 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. Tom, let's begin with your family background. If you can talk about your relatives.
Do we have a check that we're actually recording here?
Yes, I can hear it and I can see it.
Oh, so it is. Okay, for my family background, I was born in Chicago, 1938.
What was the exact date?
March 9th, and so I'm not quite a baby boomer, pre-baby boom.
Where did your grandparents come from?
On my father's side, they were Irish, so they came from Ireland. On my mother's side, English, and who had been in the country for a long time. I think they were fairly early English settlers. On my mother's side, their family name was Tankersley.
How do you spell that?
T-A-N-K-E-R-S-L-Y, Tankersley. And my grandfather on my mother's side was an amateur painter, watercolors mostly, and fairly good actually. I saw one or two of his things, and he had some talent, no question. You know. So
what did he do for a living?
He was a sales rep for what was then a burgeoning industry and. I guess we'd call it telecommunications. Then they called it the phone company or something. You know.
Did you both your grandparents live in Chicago?
At one time they did. Yes, I think on the mother's side, they lived somewhere. I think in Champaign, Illinois.
That's the Tankersley's.
Tankersley side, yeah. The Blackwell side of the family, which is where I got my name, I mean, they were, I guess, what one would call lace curtain Irish, sort of. What I've ascertained about them is that they were fairly, you know, really lower class kind of. And my grandfather, Blackwell, served in the Spanish-American War. I remember a funeral I went to. I have a vague memory of playing with him as a very young child. He was like sort of Abe Lincoln to me. He was tall and very sort of gaunt and forbidding-looking man, you know, dark hair and so on. His wife, my grandmother Blackwell, who was, I think, the real business person of that family, what they did really was, I don't know what my grandfather Blackwell did for a living, you know, but his wife seemed to have a talent for real estate, and she bought sort of property and fix them up and then would sell them at some point for a profit or rent them out. I think she was a fairly astute businesswoman of a, you know, not of any great note, but apparently she kept the whole thing going, you know.
She was the main breadwinner.
Well, she was the smart one of the group. I'm just extrapolating from little bits of information that I've gleaned over the years.
Did your mother and father meet in Chicago?
They met in Chicago at the 1933 World's Fair, which was a huge thing in Chicago. My mother she worked at the Coca-Cola pavilion there, and my father was employed as a guard at the fair. And the thing is, I mean, we're talking about early childhood. On the Blackwell side of the family, they were all alcoholics.